For March 19th, Chambers has chosen Hebrews 11:8, which reads, "He went out not knowing whither he went." This is a comment on the faith of Abraham when he left Ur of the Chaldees to follow God's call. A famous Australian evangelist had four panoramic photographs of a desert behind his desk. He explained to a friend that one of these was the north view that you see from Ur of the Chaldees, one south, one east, one west. He wanted to remember every day of his life what Abraham saw when he left home and family to follow God. We too must remember that we don't always know where we are going, and we cannot always be assured that each moment will be rewarding. And if we demand such, we will not follow him. Chambers points out that one of the biggest snares to following God is the idea that it will lead surely to success. Our flesh wants to be assured that every sacrifice will be quickly and surely rewarded. It will not be. It was not for Abraham. The story of all God's greats in Scripture is the story of people who struggle to see beyond the sacrifice of the moment. Even Jesus, who looked beyond the cross to the ultimate glory of resurrection and his kingdom. Chambers also says that faith never knows where it is being led. I find this to be not exactly true. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says, "We see, but through a glass darkly." We do know some things about where we're being led: to heaven, to the fulfillment of the will of God, to the glorification of his kingdom. We don't know everything that that means, but we do know it means something. We are not just going out blind. However, our great motive, as he says, is that we love and know the one who is leading, not that we have been assured as to where we are being led. And finally, something with which I disagree with him. I'm not sure why he says that the life of faith is not a life of mounting up with wings, but a life of walking and not fainting. That is his take on Isaiah 40:31. And what Isaiah 40:31 says is, "Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength," all of them will. "They will mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not grow weary, they shall walk and not faint." It doesn't say they will do all three all the time, nor does it say they will only do one of the three for their lives. It seems to say that the experience of faith is that sometimes we fly, sometimes we run, sometimes we walk, and that none of them are to be sought above others or to be despised. For example, walking will never get us anywhere as quickly as flying or running, but it will get us there nevertheless, and so it is with God. Several lessons to be drawn from this devotional. Following always involves leaving. If you follow God, you will have to leave something. You cannot go where he wants you to go and stay where you've always thought you wanted to go. Second, leaving is sacrificial, and not only for ourselves, but also for those we love. We cannot expect our following God to never cause anyone to give up anything or to struggle, especially us, but also others. And third, sacrifice is rewarded. The Bible says that God is a rewarder of those who seek him, and he is. But how he rewards us and when he rewards us is to be determined by him and not by us. God bless you as you head out into whatever looks like desert to you if you are following God. He went out not knowing whither he went.